Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Guru, Rob, Jay, Matt, and Zach.
What?
We're back.
What?
That's right.
Shenanigans. Oh my God, my game is so loud.
Uh-oh. Jay's playing Fortnite on the cloud, and the rest of us are just playing Fortnite.
The cloud. All
And
right,
today
just
we're talking
help.
about Undoing, my pick.
Oh,
Your pick.
I watched the recap. I watched the recap for Durandar.
I was very confused. I thought you were joking.
No, it's not joking.
That can be Matt's pick, since he knows the plot now.
Yeah.
No, wait. You watched remember?
Watched the
Of
YouTube
how did that happen?
recap.
Like by mistake?
Yeah, wrong
I
movie.
see. Okay.
Coldest part two all over again.
Yeah.
What did you think of the trailer? Now that
Our movie
it was
corner.
fun.
Let's go.
The movie corner began.
That one guy had great hair. Was like the guy with the hair. He's
Yeah.
amazing.
Well, he has a very distinctive look.
I was like, I bet Zach loved this movie. It's all about spies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely things to like. Actually, stay tuned. Guru and I are going to record a Spyfy Guys about it.
Whoa. So
That's
yeah,
fine.
I missed it, but Jay didn't watch it either.
What? What are you talking about? I watched
I mean, he I mean, he couldn't get through it at first.
The first, yeah,
It was a
it took
struggle.
two. It took two attempts.
Really? Why is that?
It just the first 30 minutes really annoyed me.
Okay.
I agree, Jay, actually. Yeah.
Go on, go on. This is the kind of hot takes people tune into Tuesday Night Gaming for.
Yeah.
It was long, boring, it was annoying.
Boring.
Yeah.
Very like cutesy and like you're like there's not much conflict and like it's
There's.
like it is shot like not like almost like a TV show. Like it's not.
Yeah, it was like, am I watching a sitcom? Do am I gonna have to watch the next episode? Like, I was just very confused as to why it was taking so long to get through with stuff. It was just so unnecessary. Like, all of that didn't need to be that long.
Are you talking about the
Like,
right movie?
yes.
Was that, are you talking about
The, I mean, you know, so Guru and I watched this twice. The first time was a long time ago, and the second was recently. And I thought they got to the murders in a fairly, you know,
Durandar?
yeah.
I mean, they gave a good context of who he is before they got into the story.
Yeah, but yes, I agree. But it didn't need to take that long.
Do they
It
get into
just.
like what, like was it clear to you guys like why he was like faking his blindness?
No, not until forever. That took forever, which I didn't mind. But then I was really annoyed with the whole fact that they were, I mean, it's insensitive. Like the insensitivity of it all just annoyed me.
Well,
Which I
okay.
guess is part of the movie, but it just kept going and going and going and going, and I was like, oh, can we just, okay, I get it. And okay, so now you're performing, great. Okay. Okay, you get the girl, you great. Okay, can we get the girl faster? All right, we already know this is happening. Just get the girl. Hurry up, get the girl. Okay, the girl got you. Okay.
Okay, so Jay, I forgive this.
Rush, I guess.
Well, you know, Rob, as a movie connoisseur who watches foreign movies, I thought you would be a little more patient than that.
Oh, I wasn't like impatient. I was just like the quality at first seemed a little
It didn't.
subpar. I mean, like the way like it was like edited together and like shot together, it felt a little, I guess, like cheap, but not in like a great way, I would say. But it does. I kind of with Jay, where it's like once the actual plot happens, you're like, oh, this is like a whole different thing. And I think
Yeah,
that's where I learned to appreciate
100%.
the movie,
Yeah.
because it changes like it kind of changes like the plot, the dynamic of the plot, and we'll get into it. But like it changes like every like 30 minutes. You're like, oh, this now this is the plot. Like, okay, let's like
Yeah,
I appreciate.
guessing.
Yeah, no, that was a cool idea. Even like the last like 10 minutes, they're like, all right, now we're here. You're like, oh, okay.
Rivalries, lots of betrayals. So, okay, so I guess we'll talk about the him faking his blindness thing. So, thoughts? Well, I guess that's the first big reveal of the movie. Now, it made me think of another movie called Bad Samaritan. Rob? Do you know Bad Samaritan?
Maybe I don't. I know that there's like that Sylvester Stallone movie, but I think it's just called
Samaritan. No, not Sylvester Stallone. David Tennant doing an American accent and not doing an especially good job with it. But so,
well,
so the
how dare you?
That sounds like David Tennant, yeah.
So anyway, so the premise of the movie is these two guys come up with a perfect scam, which is they're valets. So they park people's cars at a fancy restaurant. And while the people are in the fancy restaurant and they have access to the car and the car keys, they use the GPS to figure out how to get back to their house, break in and start stealing stuff.
Oh my.
Okay. And
I'm shocked because you can't believe they would do such a thing.
Okay. And trust me, this is going to get back to Andrew Dune eventually. So one time they get David Tennant. When the main character takes his car, goes to his house and finds there's a woman held prisoner inside. David Tennant's a serial killer. Oh my God. But the problem is,
yeah,
he can't just call the police and tell them David Tennant's a serial killer, because then they'll be like, well, how do you know that? Oh, it's because you broke into his house. Now you're going to go to prison too. How about that? Okay. So they're kind of stuck. Mm. So in this case, they don't like spell it out, but I was watching it the second time when he takes Sophie to his house. He says, this is a government facility for people with disabilities and the rent is super cheap. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically he's defrauding the government. Right. Okay. So
yeah. And I thought that was the reason why he was doing it, but then I feel like an hour over an hour in, he's like,
action.
And then, yeah, and then, yeah, and then, like, wait, in the like last like 40 minutes of this 2.5 hour movie, we get, oh no, I'm just doing it because I'm an artist. I was like, what?
Well, I mean, that's the excuse, but I would have liked if they had been like, no, it's not because of the art, you just like the attention, don't you? You need a gimmick to survive in this world, that's your gimmick. You know what I mean?
You think he's lying to himself?
Then. Yes, I do. I do think that's my like fan theory, is that he's lying to himself. He likes the cheap housing, and he likes being, you know, getting the attention, and not just being a normal piano player, but one with a disability.
Yeah. Ableist.
I stuck to his theory that came half an hour later or 40 minutes later, that he's doing it so he can focus on.
Yeah, but then we also learn then we see him later, and it's like at the end, and it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Weirdo.
So the well, also, do you guys notice in the beginning he wears contact lenses to actually make himself not be able to see?
This part actually is what really annoyed me. The fact that he couldn't keep consistent wear the contacts after meeting this person one time for like 10 seconds where he doesn't even like, and then, oh, he's going to risk everything. Like, well, suddenly well, just stop wearing the contacts because he wants to look at her ass. Come on. That's pathetic.
The thing is,
he didn't know what she looked like. He should have just left him like that.
Typical man.
Wait, but I thought he did know what she looked like.
No, he was wearing contacts that made him look blind and, like, to make his vision all screwed up.
Yeah. And then once you saw him with his eyes looking not cloudy, then he couldn't exactly go back to it.
Yeah.
Right? So it was just kind of you might say it's a recurring theme in the movie, as he kind of gets stuck and can't back out. You know, gets locked into a certain course of events. And yeah.
Again. Because he couldn't, I think once he started doing that, that's when I was like, you know what, I'm done with this.
That's too much.
He's too dumb for me to tolerate.
I do like he's a flawed character. Like, there's a great moment a little bit later, just when they're at the police station, and he's like, I could just like be like, hey, police, I can see this guy, this lady's a killer, and all that, and then like, but then like he doesn't, and they don't really explain why exactly. And I was like, I guess it's just because he's a coward, but like, yeah, it is unclear, but it does show he's like just not a perfect guy by any means.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, certainly not. Well, I think in that part, he wasn't brave enough. And then that gets to my bad Samaritan theory. It's like, yeah, he'd go to prison too for defrauding the government. And his, he'd be disgraced.
But also, he has a different agenda that he wants to, like, become a music star and not, like, get caught in all this nonsense of getting stuck into the murder case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, I just want to go my way.
Correct. I just want to get out of this.
Yeah. Well, it's like a couple of times where I'm like, why isn't he just try to leave? You know? Which is exactly what happens, but it doesn't work out. Why isn't this not working? Okay. So the premise of the movie, though, is that you have a guy who you can see, but is...
Get down, Zach, get down.
People think that he's blind.
Let's leave.
How do you make that work? How can you, like, pull that off? I guess it's a very contrived plot. Right? You only have to work at it to make it work. But it's the premise of the movie.
We should not attack. Let's go somewhere else.
All right, let's go.
Oh, wait, that's the storm. Let's not go that way. Sorry. Not this way, Zach.
Oops.
Sorry.
Anyway, so do you guys like how it was like a film noir with a femme fatale?
Oh, anyone recognize the lady who murdered? The murderer?
Mrs. Simi.
Simi,
right? Okay. Yeah. Rob?
Yeah,
he's in the cinema.
I don't recognize anybody, I guess, in this movie. I feel like I should know that, like, old guy that gets killed, because it seems like, I assume they're using real footage of him from other movies.
It wasn't clear. Girl, was he playing himself?
Oh, maybe. He's my dad's generation star. I don't know so well. But my dad was able to recognize those songs and the star. As for him, the name of the star in the movie is not the name they mentioned of him.
Zach, get back.
They give him a different name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing whether he's a real person or not.
He's a real person.
The character is a real person.
I was assuming the character was a fake person, but like the
footage. Yeah, it's made up.
Really him.
Do you guys like the part where he goes to the bathroom and Freddie Mercury is hiding behind him?
That was a great scene. So, it was genuinely like chilling. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. What about the part with the scream mask?
Yeah, that part was weird because they like
the ghost mask
next to it.
Really? Well, it's because she's trying to get him to react. That's the context.
I feel like the scream mask isn't scary enough. Maybe because I've desensitized, but.
I think
it was mainly the music that was.
It's like, okay. So, yeah. But there's a little too many of those, like, I'm going to test him to see if he's really blind. There's like four.
Four or five tests, yeah.
They could have so easily, I mean, he could have just, like, really tried to, like, Freddie Mercury could just, like, really try to punch him in the face. I feel like you can't not flinch at that.
Isn't there, like, a thing where, if you, like, just wave in front of somebody's face, then they have to blink if they can, in fact, see.
Yeah, but if you're wearing glasses, they're going to do it. Like, they're wearing shades.
Well, yeah, but if they can see, then.
Guys, how many of you like the kid?
Yeah, the other ones. Kid. Except with the kids.
Just trying to make an honest buck. Gets all of his stuff taken.
Do you like the part where Tabu slaps him?
Yeah, was that like, would that like get cheers in India? Like, what was the reaction?
it's more like, I mean, she's taking out her anger on him, but she's also slapping him for doing something sort of inappropriate. Like, why are you shooting someone else? And shamelessly asking for money.
Well, that kid knew what was up. You know, he figured it out before anybody else did.
He's the smartest.
But he, but yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's a metaphor for the movie itself, right? It's people screwing each other over for money. The second half of the movie, which feels like a different movie. When he wakes up in the hospital, it feels like it's a different movie.
Yes. Which I still kind of appreciate. It becomes like kind of like a Minority Report also becomes like a different movie when he's like trying to like heal his eyes or whatever. And like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that.
Imagine for him, it's like a shock. All this time he's been acting blind. Now he's really, really blind.
Yeah.
Like,
God, so, he deserved it.
So in my memory, she like drugs onto his eyes in order to blind him. But then going back and watching it again, that didn't happen.
Nope, just in the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind them.
Food? Okay. I wasn't sure. Because my headcanon was like, because he has the contacts on, so I'm just like, did she like fucking super glue the contacts into his eyes? That would be so fucked up.
Yeah, it's just talked about. It's
they're still coming.
We'll get on his fault.
A lot of weapons. You guys are doing great.
Look at this team. We're going to do great. Do you guys like the music? There's like songs in the beginning. It's like a musical.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the very first song I really liked, I forget the name of it now.
Like the old-timey ones from like the 70s.
those were songs, yeah, sure.
They were also there.
They were there.
Move out, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the city of Pune, P-U-N-E, which they keep name popping?
Pune?
Yeah. Pune?
Pune? I was in Pune, oops.
Yeah. Pune is like a suburb of Bombay.
Okay.
It's a very nice, Mumbai. It's a very nice place, affordable, unlike Mumbai. A lot of people live there. Even some software companies started coming up in Pune.
Go on, near me, dude.
It's a very famous.
I've never heard of it.
And Zach knows every Indian city. So.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
It's like 3 hours or 4 hours from Mumbai on a bus.
Wait, but it's a suburb of Mumbai?
Yeah.
Like, Mumbai, yes.
Not suburb is not true.
Got him. Behind. Look out. Okay.
During the storm.
What do you guys think about the part where the old lady gets thrown off the...
Jeez.
Yeah,
I mean, it's part of my like both pleasure and problem with the movie because I'm like, this is very lighthearted and there's a lot of cute romance, and then like it is like really dark at times. And I was like,
I thought you'd like that, Rob.
I sometimes do, but like this movie, it was kind of like, oh, nice, we won.
Yeah, we won.
I don't know, like oil and water. I don't know. It's just like it was sometimes it just felt off.
I don't know. I didn't feel like the cute stuff was that cute. I don't know. Like, there's a little bit of romance, but it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
What about the part where Sophie finds him, like, in bed with Simi? And she's like, it's like freaking out.
I mean, that's the fun stuff in the movie. Yeah, I think there's like they're constantly, like, one-upping each other and, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I really liked how in the second half he really turns the tables on the murderers. Where it's like it feels like they have the upper hand in the first half, and then in the second half he does.
Yeah.
Admittedly, mostly due to luck, but still, it still happens.
And like, yeah, the lady Macbeth lady is basically just also becomes blind for a little bit. Like everybody becomes blind for some portion of time. It seems.
Like
blinded by love. Yeah, I definitely like the one-upman and all that other. Like, it definitely ramped up very quickly after a very long waiting period.
I mean, I don't think it was that long, but that's okay. We can agree to disagree.
Like, and I did appreciate, like, how quickly it went from, like, once, like, the jig was up, like, they combined the love interest, finding out that he's faking it and immediately with the bed scene. So they just combined those two like issues in one. And I was like, yes, yes. Save me a half hour. Woo!
It was yeah. A moment. Yeah.
You don't have to have a lot of tedious, like you lied to me scenes.
Guys, what did you all think about the her and the police guy packing the dead body into a suitcase and they pull out the ring or something?
Yeah, they break the finger to get the ring off. Yeah, pretty morbid, but it was cool.
So do you think, because we don't actually see the murder, do you think he was murdered or do you think it was an accident, like she said?
It is a murder, no questions.
Okay, gentlemen.
We got the actual truth of
it's just so much cooler that way.
Considering how she yelled at the partner, I'm almost willing to accept that it was an accident, but
yeah, she was mad. I mean, like, she was like, there was a great line where she
why
was
did
like,
you bring the gun? You want to be gangster?
Like, oh, that's good. But, the line where she's like, he's so much better than you and you killed him. Or, like, I don't know. Actually, I botched
it. Yeah. She does. She says that.
Yeah, he was a much better husband than you'd ever be or something.
Yes, she has some good lines. But the... Well, I thought it was funny. The husband, in the flashback, the husband walks in. He sees a gun on his table. Like, picks it up and looks at it, and then he's like, surprise, I'm home. I feel like you would have more of a reaction to having a gun. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
Well, he's a famous movie star. Who knows what? It could have just been someone visiting and left a prop on the table.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I actually, speaking of taboo lines, I like when there's a part where Freddie Mercury says to her, why don't you just go and kill a cop? And she says, what am I, like a serial killer? It's like going around murdering everybody.
But then she already killed two people.
that's the total, right? She doesn't kill any more than that.
Yeah, she makes him blind.
That's not great.
She kills herself.
She only blinds
She sort of kills the doctor, too.
Oh, it's implied that she kills the doctor. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Poor thing.
It is weird she doesn't kill the piano players. Like, are you the main character of this movie? Like, I don't know. It's like, not the reason not to kill him.
Right? She plans to kill him. That's why she takes a U-turn to come back to hit him.
Well, no.
I was saying
when she has him knocked out and can do anything she wants to him.
Oh.
She could kill him. I think she's not like a stone-cold murderer. She'd prefer not to kill people if it can be avoided. Guru's making a face.
I just believe her that she...
I mean, I will if I have to, but...
Well, then, okay, what's your theory on Guru? Just because of he's the main character?
That she didn't kill him when she blinded him?
Yeah.
Because the girl saw him. What's her name?
Sophie?
Yeah, Sophie saw.
So she knew he was there?
Correct.
You can't just make him disappear?
Correct.
So just make him actually blind.
Well, and then similarly, like, there's even a part where she's like, you have to keep the secret. You can't tell anybody or else, you know, you'll be in trouble too. Right? So we have to keep each other's secrets. Bahaha. I'm so evil.
Secrets.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the movie had a completely different dynamic where for, like, 10 minutes they're kind of working together a bit. It's with the villain.
Yeah,
because he's like, he's like, hey, I just want to go to London. Let me just get out of here, please.
Like, I just want your eyeballs. Oh shoot! What else did I want to talk about? Oh, so do you guys like the reveal that Freddie Mercury is a cop and not just any cop, the head cop?
It's a fun reveal. I mean, it's kind of a little cliche, but I'll allow it for sure.
Well, you know, Rob, not all of us have seen like every movie ever. So sometimes
you know, it's before, like there's, you know, like obviously the only solution is to go to the cops, and then like there's a bad cop there.
The payload, but they play it well. Coming in, you guys.
I don't think so.
Hey, what did you all think about the cop's wife?
She was cool.
That in the beginning, she tries to like help catch the person.
Yeah, she's like, it's the wife. It's always the wife. Investigate her. Right.
Yeah, that was a fun dynamic too. Where she's trying to help out.
We're escorting the payload. Come escort the payload with us.
Right, I'm coming. So cool. But anyway, so Guru has told me that Indian cops are useless. So it's like, you know how in American horror movies, they don't go to the cop. But like, there's a cliche where they run out of battery, or it's set in the 80s, which is why they can't just call the cops on their cell phones, right? It's the payload.
It does line up. Because you do think that there's that other cop, and I'm like, I don't know, he kind of has like a prominent role in the first hour. I don't even remember actually now what, like...
Well, I wouldn't say he has a prominent role. There's a part where you think he might investigate the murder on his own and figure it out, but then he doesn't.
Yeah.
He just disappears.
I know.
Yeah, it makes me think like his last scene was cut. I don't know. I just or did she kill him? And they're like, this is too ridiculous. We'll cut this fourth.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe it's just a fake out.
I like.
Oh my god!
It's called cover. You're welcome.
Speaking of cliches, I mean, it's not a huge cliche, but like, I was actually irked. Like at the end. They do the class. Is this classic? Maybe it's not to everybody else, but like, I've seen a lot of movies where the ending is basically the villain just casually talks about her plan, and then the guy's just like, "Oh, I recorded that whole thing," and it's like, "Oh, you got me," and then it's over. Basically, I mean, this one switches up
like towards the end. They get Casher with that.
Yeah,
which is like, okay, I killed what's her name, but I didn't kill the other guy, and then they're recording it. Yeah. To be like I said, she's not a serial killer. Okay, so Rob, if you know all the cliches, did you see it coming that the guys were organ thieves?
Watch.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
They're orthodontists.
What? No, they're organ thieves.
Oh, the organ thieves. No, that was hilarious and like very dark. And no, that took me by surprise. There's definitely like some surprises here.
Everyone wants a quick buck.
Also, like, the movie, like, you think it's, like, still going strong, and then all of a sudden it's like, actually, we're going to, like, cut fast forward to 2 years later in Europe. You're like, what?
Oh, and then... Get out. This is where we started.
Yeah. What did you guys think at the very end? I loved it.
The end, like, when he walks...
Like, the last 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay.
What? Yeah, what did you think of him kicking the can? Nothing?
Yeah, so no thought about the can kick or the hitting the can with the can.
It was a nice touch. I just thought, like, I was like, could they have, like, this it could look more cinematic. It was kind of like this, like, weird, like, it was almost felt a little out of focus, a little flatly lit. I was just like, if this is your final shot of the movie, I feel like it's got to look strong.
You know what? It's better looking in my memory than it was actually watching it, but I think I was just sucked into the movie, so
I
didn't care.
Like, it ended with a question mark, right?
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you think it was a question? Okay. I mean, I thought it was like a definitive, killed her.
No.
I got her.
So the question mark is, did he get his sight back? How did he
I don't think that's the question. I think the question is whether or not he took her eyes.
Yeah.
How can he take her eyes if she's burnt?
But that's him telling the story. So we don't know if he's telling the truth about that story.
No, he's right. Well, also, like, how could he take her eyes if the doctor died and they're in the middle of nowhere?
Right.
Right? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, yeah. he just found her. Wait, so she just doesn't it end with her driving away?
No, it's a rumor. So she starts to drive away. Go ahead.
And then it goes back to, it does a loop to the beginning scene where the hunter shoots at the bunny and then jumps in the road and then
oh, they crash,
in this,
right.
Yeah, and in this case she crashes and flips and yeah potentially burns up, but again that's him retelling the story to his love interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but your question is, do you trust him with the story?
Probably not. I mean, what about when he was like, I don't think I want to kill her and take her eyes, actually. I'm starting to feel bad. I just want to go to London and leave. You think that was true?
Meh.
I assume, actually. Yeah, I don't know. No.
Paraglider coming in.
Yeah, maybe I'm making this out to be darker than it is. I think maybe, yeah, he just...
I mean, no, it's a pretty dark movie. I mean, it has organ harvesting and murder and blind people getting blinded and, you know, it's a thriller.
Yeah. I just don't know if he would lie enough to, like, he's like, yeah, by the way, I actually did, like, rip her out and murder her. Have you guys played that game Payday with, like, the guns robbing banks?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I bring it up because that little kid that was really annoying, he had like a shirt, had like a Payday character on it, but then it said, it didn't say Payday on it. It said something else. And then like, if you read the small words on it, it mentioned like the Avenged Sevenfold, like, but like, I think it was just like some complete nonsense shirt of like.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all the reject shirts that they sent to China.
Yeah.
I think it's
China vibes for sure.
Yeah. So let's see what else I want to talk about. Do you like the trap for the cop who trapped him in the elevator? Good thing he was dumb enough to take an elevator.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he shoots himself. He's like, just like a D&D character, thinking weapons is the solution to every problem.
Yeah, I did appreciate the notion that everyone was like 50 steps ahead of everybody else, but then other people were 50 steps ahead of them, and then I was like, oh, my brain is not good. My brain is not keeping track of what's going on. What is going on? So I appreciated that.
That's good.
Like, yeah, outside of the first, like, if the first 40 minutes was like 20 minutes, I would have been super happy with the movie.
Yeah, I mean, literally one of my notes is like, this movie is getting a bit more clever, but it took nearly 40 minutes. So I'm like, yeah, I was like, it was the same with Jay. I was just like, 40 minute mark, it like changes up everything. I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, it's a foreign movie. Slow burn.
Yeah. And like, there is some like setup of character, even though like, as we said, the character is still ambiguous by that point, but.
Yeah, it just was too little, too late for the setup. Like, it was just too much that paid off in no real way. And it just dragged it on and on. I like that I got a lot of music. That was fun. I enjoyed that. But I didn't need a musical montage for 40 minutes of my life.
Well, did you like it more than Synecdoche, New York?
Pick your favorite friend.
I'm asking the real questions.
No, I'm just curious. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
You can be honest. Yeah, I don't care.
The funny thing is, I
don't know which one he thinks is better.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, They're pretty similar
in my mind. Not like the movies themselves, but like the enjoyment level. Like, it definitely, they both had very similar burns to me. I thought Rob set up better and faster. Then it kind of, it was 100%. It was slow, but it still set up and got me up to a point where I was interested faster. Right, it hooked me a lot quicker. And then after that, it was a slow. So, like, if you combine the two movies, it would have been
something going.
The first half of Rob's and the second half of Zach. It would have been great. I would have been highly entertained for 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thanks for giving it a try, guys.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good.
Zach, do you want to say who the murderer is? You all watched this show together.
Oh, yeah. So, Taboo, the actress who plays Simi, she was in Dune Prophecy.
Oh, really? Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Funny.
Not, you know, it was just a guest star, right? She wasn't in every episode.
She's the King's... wife.
Oh, the emperor. Wife. The emperor's wife.
Yeah. Emperor's wife or maiden.
Or yeah, mistress. So, cool. We forgot to do Rob's movie corner. Should we do that?
No, we started, but then I thought we were going to have Matt do his recap as part of the movie corner, but then that never happened.
That's never drawn, darn. Well, we can do it now.
So how did the mistake happen, Matt?
Why? I just wasn't paying attention.
I guess somehow us talking about Durandar made its way into Matt's subconscious.
Yeah.
Because he looked it up.
I did get nervous when you texted that. I was like, oh, did I see the wrong movie?
No, we wouldn't ask you guys to watch a 3.5 hour movie. The sequel is almost 4 hours.
Oh my god. And imagine we watched that in a theater.
Check it out, Rob on Tracer.
Yeah. And they gave us an intermission.
Pretty cool, right?
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Every time someone says I'm Tracer, even when I played it when I was Tracer, I got the meme stuck in my head.
The memes? What's that?
There's a song. There's a meme where I want to be Tracer. And then everyone picks Tracer before the person manages. So she keeps singing about how she wants to be Tracer, and then she picks another character, and then another, and then another, and then another. I'll try to find it.
But Matt, what did you think of the?
What did I think of the recap of Durandar? It was fine.
Fine.
Yeah,
pushing this fight.
I get that they're like, yay, we hate Pakistan. Pakistan sucks. You know, I get that.
So the reason why I got into the movie originally, I didn't have any interest in that movie until someone said it's banned in Pakistan. Now
I got to watch it.
Banned movies. Like, yeah, no.
Watch banned movies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, there were a lot of characters. That one guy is, like, the one mob boss seems really white. He seems like a white guy.
You mean Raymond Baluch?
Sure. Yeah.
Gru knows him from his romantic roles.
Yeah, he's a looker. He's a looker. He's a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just watched the recap, so I can't really say.
Doesn't have much to say about it. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I showed Guru a little movie recently called 101 Dalmatians.
Animated?
Sweet.
Of course, animated. Oh, okay.
I loved the movie. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
What's not to love? I'm going to have to send you the YouTube video of Allison's production of it.
Yeah.
So what's her character?
She's Patch, the best character.
Patch?
Patch.
Best of them, right?
Is he the one who won't stop watching TV?
No, that's Lucky. That's Lucky, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Patch is the one with the giant thing around his eye.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Logan.
So, Matt, do you still have Rolly?
Yeah, I still have Rolly.
Nice.
Hell yeah, I still have Rolly.
Penny.
Yeah, I know. I was just at your house. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rock on, man.
Party on, Wayne.
The songs are catchy too. So I'll send you the video.
Wait, what songs? Oh, from Allison's show.
Dalmatians Jr.
Well, yeah. The movie has like one, which is the Cruel de Vil song.
Yeah, yeah, no, the other ones are good. Well. Spots, many spots on the puppies. There are lots.
Also, the part where she's giving birth and they are counting the puppies, I was like, wait, did she give birth to 100 puppies?
Yeah, that's yeah, what I thought.
Because you don't remember the movie.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, the biggest litter of puppies you've ever seen. Puppies.
I also do remember that a cat was the big hero. Sergeant Tibbs
and the colonel.
Yeah.
Sergeant Tibbs reporting.
And then the other one we saw recently was Sharia. Sharia? How do you say it?
Sharia?
The one about Munabai and BBS.
Oh,
Sharia?
What? Sanju, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, why are we talking about Sharia law?
No. So it's a biopic about a Bollywood actor, but there's a couple of good twists in it, which I know you guys don't care. But I kind of want to tell you anyway.
Well, you should tell. Wait, is it a biopic, but it's got plot twists?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I'll tell you.
Life, just like life, Rob.
Yeah. Just like
true. That is true.
So the movie's told like in flashback where he's talking to this woman who wants to be his biographer. And so she's like, why should I write a biography about you? And he said, well, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you my story. And she meets this guy named Zubin who says,
drive your own, dude.
Don't listen to Sanju. He's not who you think he is. You know, he's a bad guy. So she goes and talks to Sanju and he tells a story about in his 20s, he's an up and coming actor and he meets the Zubin guy and they do drugs together. So many drugs.
So right? Much.
Classic biopic story, right?
All you know, the drugs.
You get in big and then you get into drugs and then you ruin your life. Ruins his relationship, ruins his career, ruins his relationship with his dad. Sorry. Yeah.
How many deliveries do you have, guys?
Two.
Oh, attack.
Let's go retreat. Or are we attacking?
No, we're attacking.
Alright. So, yeah, so he messes up his life. He eventually goes to rehab. And when he comes back, who should be waiting for him but Zubin? And he's like, hey, man, want to get back into drugs? So then he swipes Zubin's drugs and eats it, the whole thing at once, because it's not drugs. It's glucose powder.
Oh my God.
Sugar powder.
Yeah. Zubin hasn't been taking drugs. He's been giving him drugs to get him like addicted. It was like a scam, basically. It's not like a scam. It was a scam. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Rob's under attack. Rob in his movie corner are under attack. Rob, get out of there.
So the biographer goes back to Zubin and says, you lied to me about being a drug dealing scam artist guy. What's wrong with you? And he says, well, I may be a drug dealing scam artist guy, but that actor, Sanju, he's no good either. Ask him why he hasn't talked to his best friend who got him off the drugs. He hasn't spoken to him for 20 years. Dun, dun, dun. I'm not going to tell you what happens after that. But you have to move it for yourself.
What a teaser.
I thought so.
But what if it's a biopic, would a Wikipedia article also spoil it? Like,
yeah, well, it might.
So basically this guy, I doubt if they'll watch the movie.
That they're not going to. Yeah. Spoiler alert, they're not gonna.
Yeah, so you can really see that this guy later gets tagged as a terrorist.
Yeah. Correct.
And the whole India, like, all his fans turn into...
God, this person's going to...
Mm. Yeah, so he gets falsely accused, or maybe not falsely, of being in with terrorists. But you know it ends up okay, because he stars in Dhurandhar in 2025.
There you go.
They learned uppercuts.
Right. That's it from us. What about you guys?
I didn't watch any movies, I don't think. Nothing springs to mind.
Dominion?
Well, I mean, do we talk about Titanic on this podcast? I watched Titanic and I watched Miracle.
How did the kids like
Miracle on Ice?
The Kurt Russell movie.
Yeah, it was actually pretty bad.
What?
Yeah, I didn't think it was good at all.
Why not?
It's like a great story, and then he's like, okay, now play your harder. And then they play. He's like, that's not hard enough. Keep playing harder. And then they play, and then they beat the Soviets. The end.
It's not like they have some cool strategy that works.
Yeah.
Really well.
They don't, and if they don't dumb it down, at least for the audience. Guru, only Allison watched Titanic. I'm glad Ezra didn't see it. And she liked it.
Glad Ezra didn't see it. He wouldn't have liked.
I think he would have liked it, but I just think it was probably a little too intense for him.
Well, with the ship sinking and stuff.
Yeah, mostly all the frozen bodies at the end, I think, would have been the issue. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything else is fine. Can we switch to Dominion or be done? Yeah.
Yep, I put the code in.
Mean Cruella. She's gonna have to take us away. Mean Cruella. The crime doesn't pay.
I also thought Cruella died at the end. She does not.
In a horrific auto accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not unlike Taboo in Underturn.
All right, questions of the day, Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, we got to respect movie corner real quick.
What are you doing?
Stand up for your movie corner. Let's go.
You know, I got my name on it, so I gotta like. No, I'll just go through three things.
No, Rob, you don't just quickly go through three things. You go through. You take your time. You were shit over.
Now, if I take too long, the editing monster is gonna get me. I'm telling you.
No, Rob, it's because you don't have siblings. If you had siblings, you know you gotta talk fast before someone else talks over you.
That's true. That's true. I don't have to do that with my mom. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Three. Because of the Back to the Future, I have to mention Nirvana, the band, the show. The movie.
Oh, I've been wondering about that.
It's got really good reviews. Yeah. Some of the best reviews of the year, but it is a comedy. It's like based on like this YouTube series. It's by the director that did Blackberry, which is also quite good. But yeah, it's kind of this like ridiculous Canadian comedy that somehow came into theaters and has like a decent enough budget, but like, spoiler, within like 30 minutes it's revealed it's kind of like a time travel movie, but it's like a ridiculous comedy time travel movie and kind of using like a lot of Back to the Future tropes, but like in a fun way. But it keeps everything pretty lighthearted, and it's got kind of like a YouTube, like, I don't even know how to, just like a fast-paced fun like mood to it. So I would definitely recommend Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie. Because I think they did have some Nirvana, the band was the original YouTube, and then they had some sort of show, and now this is the movie adaptation of the show. Like, it's a ridiculous name.
It is about Nirvana, the band, which helps.
No, it's Nirvana spelled with two N's, so they don't get sued.
That's like an unofficial retelling of it or something?
No, it's literally nothing to do with Nirvana, the band, which is one of my favorite bands, but there's like no connection. It's just like a funny name they chose for themselves. Did I do the poacher? Okay, and then I want to mention Mortal Kombat 2 as far as IP. I did end up watching it. It's fine. It's fine. There's like, I mean, it's I'm going to do a minor spoiler, so cover your ears for like 15 seconds.
Not on a spoiler cast.
Okay. Maybe I'll be good. I'll be good.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, please.
This is literally a spoiler cast.
It's Mortal Kombat. Cheers.
How dare you?
A forge word in my hand. Is that really a good thing? No, it's just like, it's funny, like in Mortal Kombat 1, the main character, they decided like, oh, we're going to have like a guy that's kind of like audience surrogate, that who's kind of like, as a family man kind of guy, and he's like seeing all these ridiculous characters, and like we're seeing it from his perspective. But the problem was, like, of course he's like super boring compared to all these ridiculous characters like Scorpion and Kano. So then like in the, like 30 minutes into the sequel, they just like nonchalantly have like Shao Kahn just like smash his head in with a hammer, and then like they throw him into like a pit of acid, like as if to say like, no, this guy's never coming back.
Oh my goodness.
It was
quite a statement. The boring guy, yeah, that like is not even based on a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
So,
I remember in the first one, they had a guy who could turn himself into armor.
But that might have been him.
And yeah, I remember he was kind of boring, but he's the point of view character.
Yeah, exactly. That was him. So spoiler, yeah, he like they kill him. Basically. It's like, it's kind of bold. And like they're pretty good about killing lots of characters. And but like Carl Urban becomes a new character because he's playing Johnny Cage from
Mortal
Kombat, which conceptually sounds amazing. But then like he's just not really dialed in as much as I thought he would be. So it's not like even the boys, Carl Urban's just way more fun.
Really? That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But yeah, it is what it is. I should have tried. Right. And then the third movie I just want to mention is Obsession that just came out this weekend, and it's also getting like, I don't know, it's got like 95% of Rotten Tomatoes or something. It's a great concept that I was kind of like kicking myself. I was like, I should have wrote that, but like, it's basically just like a Monkey Paul situation where like his like high school type crush, he does like the wish of like, oh, I wish she was like madly in love with me, except, and at first, of course, it's good. But then, of course, she, as the title suggests, she becomes obsessed with him, and like she becomes crazier and crazier, and like gets more and more jealous, and like just screams occasionally just for no reason. And then just like anytime he like wants, you know, is like, hey, I'm just gonna hang out with some guy friends for a bit, and she's just like, no, and like she's like taping up the door. And it's like both really dark and really funny. Just like
this is a horror movie.
Talked about tonight. Yeah. yeah, but it is, I would say it's a horror movie.
Because it wasn't Zach's movie, so he liked it.
Yeah, exactly. It was admittedly lit a little better, too. At least more of a horror sense.
That's the criteria Rob's looking for at lighting.
Yeah, well, how's the lighting situation? It's a fun one. I definitely recommend. It actually has like a really small kill count. Even though it's Blumhouse bought it, so like it has the Blumhouse name, but it's not really that Blumhousey. But anyway, I recommend Obsession. And okay, that's my trifecta.
The Rob endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. Wait. Jay, did you have anything?
No.
All right, question of the day then.
Okay, yeah, let's do this. I'm fading fast. You know that meme that's like, Captain, it's Wednesday? I feel that way today. Like, what a week. It's Tuesday. First question comes to us courtesy of my family. I don't remember who. Naomi's joined us, so maybe, Naomi, you can...
Hello.
I think you may have come up with it.
Anyway.
Do you spend more time thinking about the future or about the past?
I think this one came from up with that.
No, this is a guru one.
Oh, sorry, okay. Guru. Stolen Valor. Someone in my family, I wasn't wrong, someone in my family came up with it.
Yes, Guru's family. That's right. Oh.
Came up with it independently.
Yeah.
I think about the future more as well. If I think about the past, it's like against my will.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Future for me as well. I don't spend much time thinking about the past at all, unless I'm around ZJ and he's like, "Hey, remember our childhood together? Those were good times. What happened to those days?"
Yeah, I'm also the future. I mean, the future is always like hopeful, so you're just like, "Oh, let's think about that." Yeah.
How about you, girl?
I don't know.
Let's hear from.
Naomi doesn't know, so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm thinking about my past, I guess. I don't. No, I guess I'll say future.
The future.
I like to think I'm someone who thinks about the future. I famously don't live in the moment. I know that for free or whatever.
Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah.
I think I tend to go back into the future. Because go back into the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because future for future, I have to be creative. I have to make up something that hasn't happened.
You don't have to make up. You don't have to make up something. Just think about me. I'm your future.
But what are we doing in the future, right?
You can use your imagination on that too.
Yeah, but So I tend to go back into past because it's familiar.
Mm.
But I'm not happy with it. I like to change it. That's how my mind works.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you don't want to think about the future too much because you got to live in the moment too, right? I think that's everybody.
All right. Here's another long one, but because it doesn't come around too often, I'm going to take advantage of it while I can. For every person on the call, if you could put a bumper sticker on their car, what would it say?
Bumper
and I'm willing to start to get the idea. The other people on the car.
For what? Every this, person?
Oh, yeah, God. For every person.
Oh my God, Matt, not one of these again. These take forever.
No, they're great. All right, I'll go first.
So I thought you were fading.
I'm not fading. I've been revitalized. Your complaints have revitalized me.
Oh my God, okay.
So for Rob, I would say out of my way, I'm on my way to the movies or something like that. Like, keep honking, I'm going to go watch a movie or something like that. For Jay, it would be, I'd rather be gaming. Or it's like, yeah, it's got a nitro or something like that. Isn't that like a meme? Like, yeah, it's got a turbo or something?
I'm not up on the memes.
dot. Let's say yes. For Guru, something of, I remember we talked about like animals last time, like
yeah, I
save the whales. Yeah, I break for animals. Let me think. For Zach, probably something from Star Wars, like I'm making a Death Star trench run.
I used to have one that was Kenobi Skywalker 2008 or something.
I thought it was Palpatine Vader, but whatever, same idea.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. And then for Naomi, it's like, oh yeah, Naomi, this is a real one. This is something that I've actually seen, which is like, doesn't Olga have it? Naomi, the one that's like caution driver singing or something like that?
Yeah.
So I would do that.
Dude, what about this question? You pick one person on the call and give them a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I second that.
Okay, fine. If you want to take the easy way out, you could do that.
Okay, so I'll go first. For Matt, I'll give Out of Time.
Nice, thank you. I tried to get it from my vanity plate, but somebody I guess already snapped it up.
I used to have the Michael J. Fox Foundation bumper sticker. That's sad.
Uh-huh.
Make it a good one with the arrow at the end. Then it got messed up somehow.
Yeah. What does the arrow say?
Well, you know how Back to the Future, the back has an arrow next to it?
Yeah,
it's like that.
All right, thank you, Guru.
I'm trying to think of one for Jay, which is like about running. Like I run for beer or something like that. That's my pick.
You could get him the one. I guess he literally runs. I kind of like the ones that are like 0.0, right? Instead of 12.2 or 13.1.
Huh?
You guys know what I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah, the
white circles.
26.2.
Yeah, it's a white circle that just with black text that says 26.2, and it's like I run marathons. That's what it means.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I like the.
So they have one to just say 0.0. Like I don't run at all.
Yeah.
Well, I like the 26.2. I'd get it for Jen.
Is he a marathon runner?
Does he run marathons?
He does more than marathons.
How about
my respect for you? Just like
I
tripled. Okay.
I used to be a competitive ultra marathon runner.
What?
I ran 70 to 130 miles a week.
What? That's not human.
That's I can run 50 miles in 9 hours.
That's insane.
So, yeah.
Rob, you did a marathon too, right?
Yes, he did.
Mom?
Is that just a pretty face?
Mm-hmm.
Rob, to confirm that you ran a marathon recently.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed. I still talking about Jay's marathoning. Yeah, I ran a marathon. I did the Marine Corps last year, but I did not. There's no way I could do like 50 miles in 9 hours. I was like,
less than you could do a marathon, Rob. I can get you to do a 50 miler in under 13.
So there are two marathons.
Have you ever run a marathon?
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Zach, have you ever run a marathon?
No.
I did a half marathon if it counts.
That's
very impressive.
Very impressive. I did cross country for 3 years and almost killed me.
Okay, so I take it you're not training for one anytime soon?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Me neither.
All right, who has left to go?
I'm going to be easy and just say, give Rob one that says my other chair is that says director on it.
Nice.
That's cute. I'll pick for Zach, due to his love of Irish bands, I'll put like Talk Gaelic to Me.
That's a good choice.
By the way, Rob, the Annapolis Irish Festival is coming up.
Oh,
Gaelic Storm and Scythian.
Oh, Cynthia is going to be in Annapolis. Wow. Okay. That's cool.
I thought it was a funny one for someone who's not on the call, but can I say it anyway?
Go ahead.
It's for your mom, like actually your mom.
Your mom.
I break for yard sales.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You mean tag sales because you guys live in Connecticut.
I'm so sorry. I break for tag sales.
Yeah.
That was my Mid-Atlantic speaking. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I think that's everybody. So.
Okay. Can I also give one for someone who's not on the call?
Sure, girl.
I'm breaking the mold.
So I'll give a baby on board there is for Orlando.
To Alana.
Baby on board what?
There is.
Baby on board there is? Oh, cute. Yeah.
Baby on board.
All right, here's another weird one that I made up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most valuable light switch in your house?
Light switch?
Yeah, if you could only have one light switch work in your house, which one would it be?
What? I mean, would all the other lights be on, or would they all be off?
They'd all be off.
Well, you're going to have to go with the one in the kitchen, because you need to survive. We have one that turns on, like, the whole kitchen. So.
But the thing is, our kitchen has a lot of natural light. Mm-hmm. I don't know about your kitchen, but so I don't know if our kitchen would be the one I would go with.
What are you going to do at night? Just be hungry?
Sleep?
You're like Amish?
When it's light out.
Some of us eat when the light sun's in the sky, dude.
Yeah.
Like well, what would you pick, Dan?
So I would pick wherever I put my candles is where I would... I'll pick the switch there so that I can figure out where the candle is and light the whole house.
That's a really smart choice there, girl. No, I was going to say, like, going off of the natural light thing, I would pick the light switch in our laundry room because we have no windows there and we need to go down there, like, to the basement to do laundry and see what we're doing.
Well, what about a flashlight? You just use that.
Well, yeah.
No lights.
I guess
but
that's cheating, though.
Every other room has windows.
Yeah.
I was going to say, actually, probably the kids' bathroom for that exact reason. There's no windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere else has natural light.
Yeah.
Yep. And they need to see what they're doing. They like to turn the lights off on each other when they're in the shower. They don't.
I wonder who they learned that from.
I don't know. We're all looking. We're all trying.
Nice. I think he's a leave reference. Yeah. Yeah.
Who did this?
Yeah.
Do you throw cups of cold water over the shower at them?
Oh my god.
Yeah, Dad used to do that, and that's why I don't trust people.
Yeah. I think I'm done.
Okay.
You guys can play another one, though.
No,
that's okay. I gotta.
Matt, what is the story behind the last question?
The story?
The last question? There's no story. I was just thinking about it one day.
If there is only one light, where would you be?
Yeah, I don't know. These are the things that I think about sometimes. Yeah. Did everybody grab?
Okay. Mine would be the basement because, like, before the previous owner, like, was really adamant to get, like, a porch added. So then, like, or, like, I don't know, it's like a more like a front stoop, but then, like, it covered up the window. That like
to the wall,
yeah. The only window in the basement, so like it's just like cement behind the window, but the window's still there, so you can see what used to be. So, yeah, I definitely need a light in there.
Need a light.
Cool. I will just do my camera light for work.
Need that. I
need to be well lit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, not for long. All right.
Thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every month at twitch.tv. So that's MCSlanty.
And every other month.
And group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter. Come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.